This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey.
Hey. Youngstown.
Oh, Cleveland.
Hey. What's up? We are back.
I'm super happy back. There's so much energy already in the room.
You guys, of course, are tuned in to... Listen,
I thought I was going somewhere.
You tried it. He's a hater, y'all.
I thought I was going somewhere. I looked up and saw Corinne doing new moves.
I can't do too much in this year by myself.
You should see her outfit she got on, though. She need to stand up.
Corinne.
Looking good.
Shut up, girl.
So you guys are back this week with... your favorite people at the after show for Basketball Wives LA. And before we get started, of course, you guys know you need to subscribe to us and like everything on youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. And of course,
intercourse.
Look at you.
I heard intercourse.
Listen.
You're proving her point.
Yeah, you're proving that right.
No, give me. Never mind. We'll talk about the camera.
Told you.
And of course, iTunes. And SoundCloud, and then download the app. It's easier to get there through the app too. I am your host, Gary Thomas. Of course, you find me on Instagram and Twitter at I am Gary Thomas or I am GaryThomas.com. And this man, whose mind is always in the gutter.
Oh my gosh, my mind is not in the gutter. But hey, what's going on? Welcome to another week of Basketball Wives, Basketball Vaginas.
Oh,
I should say.
Oh,
because that's why VH1 ain't bringing
that's why they're on the show. But anyway, hey, Cameron Pity _ on Twitter. But if you really want to check me out.
AKA
Dying
Penny.
Right. KevinPenny.com.
DJ Jesse J.
Y'all can hit me up everywhere at DJ Jesse J.
And I am, oh wait, what's my name?
Corinne.
Holla.
What's your
name? Y'all can tweet me at Jacinto. Holla.
So this is an interesting episode because we got to start with real friends, fake fans.
No new friends.
Where your real friends at?
No new friends.
I just feel like, so we go into this whole situation where they bring Angel in, who I do love because she shows so much love to me, and I just want my face.
But you loved her on this episode, not because you had an interview with her.
Right.
Yeah, she didn't really say that much this whole episode, but I do love her.
Go to sleep.
So we bring Angel in.
No bias.
I think it's
right.
So we control the fact that Jackie has manipulated everyone because she's telling everyone what Dre said has been her real friend and she's known her a really long time, but she's making it. She's casting it on everyone else as if she's saying, y'all are her Dre's fake friends. You know, she just associates with y'all. She know y'all, but she don't really F with y'all like that.
Well.
So, go ahead. What do you
I'm
think
saying,
about
well,
that? Who's
I,
your real friend?
I don't know. Well, I know fake friends and fake booties. Oh. And I seen a fake booty on tonight's episode.
Well, the fake booty is Drea's friend. So Drea
that's
was saying
Angel.
Basically that she's upset because everyone else can have a good friend. Jackie can bring a good friend. And
Megan.
Just because Shawnee gets along with Megan, all of a sudden she can come on the trip.
Yeah.
Who is the other one with the fake friend?
Well, this is not Jackie. She's also making a point this is not Jackie's first time bringing him because technically Sunday was Jackie's friend as well. We already see that fiasco that it was. Mind you guys, I saw them both out at the same event. Sunday came to an event that was actually featuring Drea, which was a little bit odd to me, but really? I thought it was funny. Yeah.
But I just think
did she have a black eye when she left the event?
Dre came in real late to keep it real classy, but I wanted to see a little turn up though.
But the reality is that Dre is none of these girls' friends when the cameras are off. Yeah. That's the reality of it. She don't hang with y'all. Y'all ain't VIP popping.
Or
with
when
no,
it's on, obviously.
I will say that you will see Brandy and Malaysia out together, but Dre really does her own thing.
Exactly.
She
popping.
Own thing.
And that's why Malaysia said, I know who is my real friends, who are my fake friends, who my TV friends
exactly.
are.
Exactly. And she, Dre's an only child, and she just doesn't know what to say, and it's just kind of awkward sometimes. You know, she doesn't want to ruin the moment.
I definitely did not relate with the only child.
Her brother died. Like,
her brother passed away, Drea. You can't say, hi, I'm here for you.
Yeah, I think she should.
I love you.
You're right.
And she took
it as I had to read it on a gossip blog.
Yeah. And I didn't know if that was
right there. Close enough to her to, like, be in the knowing that she's dead, bitch.
Brandy called her.
Right, when you've seen it on the gossip blog, that's when you make the call. Like, oh, something must be going on. Let me go to the source. But you didn't do that, Drea.
So do you guys think that is really Drea, or do you think that Jackie really manipulated the situation?
No, okay, but here's where I come back to it. First of all, one, where's Shawnee? Two, because I feel like...
We saw last episode, Shawnee was not going to show up on time.
But I just feel like this whole thing started with Shawnee, because Drea said, you know, Shawnee, I don't really know Shawnee like that, but bitch, you can't be saying that, because I feel like it's different than Jackie manipulating the situation versus Shawnee saying, I don't want this girl coming. Mm-hmm. Shawnee knows Megan. She hired her for this frickin' show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as Angel, it could almost be some inner turmoil stuff where, well, no, bitch, you ain't gonna bring some bitch on the trip.
That stuff was Shaquille when I was married to Shaquille.
I seen you in his phone.
If you think about it, Angel's appearance is, like you said, Shawnee's the boss. Angel's appearance is not a surprise to her. She knew who this was. They're just giving us good TV. They're giving us good edits. They're giving us good TV. She knew well beforehand who Angel was. Angel's going to come in at some point. This is not just a brand new thing where 3-4 weeks into taping, we're like, oh, by the way, I want to introduce my friend to the show. Is that okay?
I got two things for me. Number one, Drea, don't bite the hand that feeds you. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, mid-swim is cute.
Maybe she feels like she's fat now.
15 minutes is really cute. But Shawnee does help to sign your check.
Yeah.
On the show. That's number one. My number two is every season, Jackie Jedi mind tricks all the girls. We go through this season after season after season. She
after
gets
season.
In their minds, and then she F's them up, and then they hate Jackie, and then she finds a way to wiggle her way back in, and then they go, oh, did she manipulate us again?
She definitely used this opportunity.
She really is the queen of
the
show.
She is the queen of this show because she uses every opportunity to manipulate. She definitely used this opportunity to separate the trio and get herself back in with Malaysia.
Right.
Malaysia is the queen bee, and if she can just give the pollen to Malaysia, then everyone else will fall suit.
Right, and tonight Jackie showed her true colors when she said, I am the group. Yeah. That kind of showed who she feels, who she is in that group.
Who do y'all feel like Jackie is in this group? If you were to give Jackie one word for what you feel she is in the mix of all the women, and it can be from all seasons, what would you call her?
The show.
Damn.
She is the show.
Yeah, like I said a couple weeks
ago. She's not the group, but she's the show.
Jesse says she's the show. Corinne, what do you say Jackie is this episode or the season? What do you call her overall, her character, you should say?
Patron.
Mr. Penny, what do you call Jackie?
The same thing I said a few weeks ago. She's the NeNe Leakes of this show. She's the ratings. That's she's the drama. No, she still has a little bit of class.
She is kind of carrying the show in a sense, but she's not the highest paid. I don't feel like she's the highest paid. I just feel like her
because she don't brought the sex appeal. But you know what? Malaysia starting to get past Dre in the sex appeal. I'm starting to realize that each show going on.
Malaysia's always been bad to me.
See, they hate on the dark skin sisters, but I'm here to represent. We're beats for the guys. Malaysia, you're working, you're fierce, your
she
body
was twerking
is bright,
too.
All that. That's the only reason why you're paying attention to her now.
No,
see Cameron, because you saw her twerking on the table and on the bed, and now you're like, ooh, she look good. Now I love Malaysia, but all season she had that body. All season she had that face.
I seen her
all season. She had that good.
Malaysia's a little bit too soft-spoken for me. She's a little too soft-spoken for me. I just need a little bit.
No, she does it too sneaky for me.
She does it too sneaky for me. I might miss what she says because she's so sneaky.
Did you forget season one when she beat up Laura?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, she was soft-spoken, but she kicked them heels off and got up on it.
She just caught it, right?
I'll miss it. I'll miss it. And the next time, no, she's beating me in my face.
Exactly.
I'll miss it. Because she's so underhanded. She just slides her comments in real smooth.
She don't need to.
I don't really act with you like that. And she keeps it moving.
Classy from
Jackie. I'm not going to tell you one more time.
Right.
I'm not going to tell
you. I will show you. Exactly.
Bye, bitch.
Exactly. Even in Paris when she read Jackie, it was so smooth. You know, I've dealt with this whole season. I've already been seeing you doing it. Like, my life is so smooth for me.
Okay, but if you were Angel in this situation and Dre's telling you. Listen, I wouldn't have went either. And Dre's telling you all these things.
Yes. Nice transition. Yeah.
Now, wouldn't you feel like your comeback shouldn't be, well, I mean, I'm not going on this trip to get to know all these girls. I'm
Why are you going on this trip, Angel?
So that you and me can go and relax. Like, that's not the point of a girls trip.
Yeah, it's called Fight Club, honey. Like, like I don't think
she should have went.
Whack.
She shouldn't have went. She shouldn't have went.
I get why she went, but it's just like
she shouldn't have went. And especially since the plan of this trip was to build some unity, you got to be around each other, which is why they played this game that Angel kind of led, and we saw how that
horrible questions. P.S.
Well, yeah, why did they write those questions?
Because the PA
heaven or hell.
I didn't. I thought
would
really.
You go?
I really thought.
Oh my God, Jackie. Would you send me to hell?
I'm a hothead.
Oh my God.
You know,
my
I thought they were really going to use some questions that dealt a little bit more with their drama, like,
the
show, like some past, stuff. Like, oh, what did you think when such and such said this? You know, something that was really going to start a conversation. But I really don't care who you send to heaven or hell. And we kind of got this fakeness of Megan saying, oh, I sent Patrice to heaven. And of course, Jackie sent Malaysia to heaven, which is neither here nor there because none of us care about that. You trying to fix that friendship anymore. But why would you think that this is okay, this whole game, anyway, that we're no real questions
are
being asked?
What else are they going to be talking about? They all really hate each other in real life.
Right.
They should have did something else.
What are they going to talk about? Mid-swim? Hair extensions? Louboutins?
Well, they could have talked about how they think Dre is fake now.
A great plastic surgeon?
How are you going to start a get-to-know group trip with... All right, let's all talk about... That did work for Real Housewives.
That's exactly what Jackie did when they got there. She started the situation. And then when Dre came back into the situation and said, hey, what are y'all talking about? Like, I didn't say it that way. This is a time for y'all really... if we're trying to do some unity, y'all need to really hash it out. It's so many, or maybe it's because of the edits and we don't get to see some stuff. But they don't really hash anything out. They're just talking.
Let me insert here. None of these women, in case I'm wrong, please let me know, but I doubt it, have master's degrees in organizational development where you can come in and fundamentally structure a team.
You can't tell Jackie she don't know.
Wow.
Degree is Brandy Maxwell. Okay? That's it.
We already see how Brandy carries her situations, though. Not very well.
Why is Brandy so hated? I mean, Brandy...
I don't hate Brandy.
She's just kind of, like, there.
Yeah, she's not a thriving story, and that's why we were talking about before.
She's
why
an
I think
instigator
brought back.
This season.
She is an instigator, and I do like her for that reason. Even last season, I feel like...
Last season, she didn't give me much. I'm on Malaysia's coattail.
Yeah.
That's what she... I'm sorry to say it, but she did. And this season, cut to... She's turned up. She does have those witty one-liners.
She's coming out. I think this season,
but she, to
that
me,
new
she's,
person...
She's a mean girl. Like, she's coming off as a mean girl.
Yeah.
Last season, she was nice, and I was like, oh, Brandy. Like, she's likable.
Well, that's because
funny.
I feel like Patrice is now in that position. Now she's
Patrice is just
the boring person. Like,
Moss,
the boring person.
She's a mom.
She'll keep it real and say whatever it is.
I like that. I say that. She's definitely very real. But
I missed what's her name from last year? Little Bucky one.
The one that was married to the overseas.
English? No, British.
British.
Not being British.
I was right with you too. Like, English.
Why do you miss her?
Because bitch.
Why? Like, for real.
Because I'm looking at the girls this season, and I just feel like taking.
Dre, I just want to know if you will help.
That's what I'm saying. She would have started the whole question thing off.
But Megan is there to insert some type of
British friction. Imagine British and Megan in the same room.
Ooh. Bad girl. What you gonna do?
That would have been a good one because all that fire, that would have been better. They should have kept British for this one.
But what about the shade when Drea went to Angel's house and then she called Megan plus size? Really, Drea?
I mean, she was...
I didn't know you were Kate Moss. I mean, your body is so amazing, but I didn't know that you were a Victoria's Secret.
Unfortunately, because I love Drea so much, I really didn't pay that much attention to the comments.
I didn't know she was high fashion. Like, you know, she was sipping tea with Naomi Campbell.
Hey.
I mean, but your body is amazing,
Drea. Miss Swim is couture, y'all.
What is it called? What's her line called? Fags? F-A-G-S?
What? Fine-ass girls.
Yeah.
And people got mad because it was F-A-G-S.
Oh,
It was bought off the shelves.
Okay, I like her swimsuits, so I like to model some or have some. Not model.
Well, show your outfit because you got a nice outfit on over there. I'm sure that the people at home would love to see.
It's like the thirst. Drink your water, man. Just drink your water. Just drink your water. So this game turns.
You say what? That's funny.
Mr. Penny needs a Sprite. You guys, if you guys want to sponsor his Sprite. Please, you know, send it to him because he's so thirsty on the brain right now.
Wow, you're gonna put me out there on TV. So Megan looked real good this episode, I thought. I like the way they got rid of her dark lipstick.
And you hated that last.
So whoever did her styling for this weekend, great job because she looked way better and more attractive. And you know,
she got a little more glamorous. So it could be a little bit more feisty this episode because you know the game turned into the Megan show almost. So we all saw last week that she was going to break this glass. The segue into it, did you see the glass breaking coming?
From Jackie's talking about it? Jackie mentioned it.
Did you see from them having her brain having this conversation? Did you see her wanting to break this glass?
No, yeah, it was out of nowhere. It was just like, we were just talking, girl. Like, bitch!
But clearly her emotional intelligence is low because she was getting worked up when she was sharing her thoughts and her feelings about, I'm just a hothead. And then she starts crying and became erratic. So,
it just came too much because she was just like, I'm hot right here. I don't really give a fuck. But it was like, wait, we just sharing? Calm
if
down.
I don't, that's
down.
A lack of emotional intelligence.
Everybody was like, turn down just a little
if
bit.
I don't feel I'm not a liar, then I'm not.
But Jackie is not.
And I don't give a F. Like, I don't care.
So we can't have a conversation with you.
And talking about fake friends, Jackie was all the way at the door when it really got heated. Talking about her lip is busted, I'm going to stand back here.
Well, Jackie kept instigating and kept pressing the issue, and then when it went all down, she backed away.
Of course she backed away. That's typically what Jackie does, because she starts the fire, and then she stands in the back blowing it.
What?
Girl, all I know is Jackie. I was trying to decode the Da Vinci Code that Jackie was spilling.
Why?
Out of her mouth.
Did you get confused?
I was just so confused watching this whole scene.
Because Jackie's never been drunk a day in her life.
Yeah.
At 8 a.m. on a Tuesday.
First of all, I just want to say, I went back and rewatched just last season. And Jackie was drunk multiple
times. Like every episode, right? Yeah.
So, this season, I'm just looking at her like, girl, it was like 12 o'clock and you're already shit-faced drunk. And at the table, I knew she shouldn't have been around no one. So then inside when she starts, all of a sudden, here's how you can see that she's too old to be manipulating. Because then she flips the whole entire thing on Megan.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
On Maze. Yep.
But you knew she was going to do that. That is kind of Jackie's MO when she becomes friends of that nature. Some stuff she flipped on Sunday last, you know.
See, I felt like she allowed Sunday
to take some of the heat that should have been towards her.
Sunday knew what she was signing up for. That's a grown woman with three kids. She knew what she was walking into. Megan is just young.
How many kids does Jackie have?
Three.
Her and Doug have three kids?
Yes.
And we saw how she manipulated. She manipulated her daughter.
Oh, yeah, the daughter that was messing
around. She manipulated her daughter into this whole mess of drama as well in the show, too. So I'm not surprised that she's doing this to Megan either.
But going back. Yeah. Okay, so the conversation that Jackie and Malaysia had outside. Now, Jackie was talking about Drea, this and the third. When Drea walks outside, then Jackie says, oh, I've always been a good friend to you, blah, blah, blah. But then I remember last season when Jackie called her out in front of Sunday and Malaysia about Alonzo messing with
Orlando
or whatever.
Orlando.
Her her food.
Right, she
so
didn't.
Is that really a good friend?
She didn't
friend,
pick up
Jackie?
Nobody's telephone and call her and tell her, like, hey, I know
something. She called her a hoe. She tried to enforce her, like, her aggression.
She was
on
the
her
first
physically.
to go out and seek them out.
Come on,
to Jax, bring the situation.
She was
first.
And she kept that fire going the entire season.
Because a real friend would have picked up the phone, like, hey, I heard this news about you. But Jackie uses the opportunity to make her relevance more worthy on the show.
Yeah.
I was just confused as to when Drea came out and Malaysia was like, we're fixing something right now. And I'm just like, but listen to what Drea's saying. Drea's asking, right. is she in your ear talking about this? No, she didn't jade me. That's all she's doing.
Yeah.
Her entire conversation.
Your Malaysia imitation is classic.
But I'm just saying, her entire conversation to Malaysia was, I'm going to manipulate, that Drea is manipulating us. And Drea came out, asked that, and I'm just confused as to why Malaysia was going with Jackie.
But this is what this is the trend, Jesse, from season one to season four.
I agree.
This is what Jackie does.
I agree.
Everybody starts off hating Jackie, then they compare notes. I'm like, oh, Jackie did that? Oh, no.
But this was literally a compare the notes in person.
I know, but
they had the receipts right here. This was their opportunity. They had the receipts right here. This was a really good opportunity to really call Jackie on the way. Because they finally were like, dang, she did get into my head. It really wasn't. I don't think she, like Brady said, she doesn't think she changed the words, but she definitely thinks she twisted it in her mind somehow.
Drea was just saying that to, I mean, it's like,
it's not a big situation. I know her a long time.
Yeah,
like, I talked to her about a lot of stuff. Jackie is, and she started crying too.
That was the
lady with the band-aid on her lip.
Drunken Christy! I'm like, really? These could be her children.
But I just feel like Malaysia was trying to deflect the thing with Drea because she really had an issue with Drea, and that was more important to her than Jackie being up in her ear. She wanted to hear what Jackie had to say and then deliver that to Drea because no bitch.
Exactly. Yeah, because Malaysia didn't even have to think twice about what she was about to say. You didn't call me there.
She was waiting for opportunity.
She was waiting for that time to be like, I need to say this to you. It took a long time for her to get it out, but she jumped on her opportunity.
Did.
She never called me Brandy dead.
You never call me Brandy dead.
And then we go in and see Jackie.
My divorce.
But you go, before you go, inside and you see Megan spilling her guts to the Patrice.
Yo, how can we forget about that? First, Megan, you hated Patrice.
And now you're
she
telling
her
about her.
And now you're
heart.
Like, I don't even care, but I feel like I can tell you this. Okay, like, and I don't even know you, Angel, but, like, it's cool, because, like, I'm not a private person or anything, but... And I'm not even trying to make light about, you know, what she shared, but that was kind of awkward.
It was
like,
an
you
awkward
just
situation.
Met these hoes, Megan. You just met them.
She's looking for a friend.
Right. I can understand if her
That's
and Patrice...
going to be best, right?
I can understand if her and Patrice were in private and they were sharing and she finally learned her story. Because we don't even get to see a segue of Patrice telling her story to Megan. So you've already heard her story through hearsay. Now you feel comfortable from hearsay to tell her your abortion story.
But at the same time... that's awkward as all hell, but at the same time, Megan comes from a big show in which that all their tea has been spilled, so at her...
I didn't catch that tea on her season of Bad Girls.
I mean, look, Natalie Nunn's running around talking about her situation. You
what
I mean?
Happened like, with Natalie?
Everybody wants to talk about their situation because they want the empathetic bone as well. It builds up their brand.
And shout out to the YouTubers because they didn't catch it.
No, this didn't help her.
Megan is just sitting here doing all this because she's looking at the spot and she's trying to get her.
What about the situation with Drea going on Big Boy this week and confirming the relationship with Orlando? Because
they're back on, they're playing it day by day. That same episode, Matt Barnes was on the same episode as well, talking about he said that he's apparently, you know, has a crush on somebody who is more famous than him. It's a mutual crush, but he won't share who he's exactly dating. And
more famous than him, not a reality star.
Yeah.
An Instagram model? It's not shady.
That was good.
The trees are lights. Right here. Right?
I'm going to bring in some glasses.
That was gotta give him credit. He's been in the league for 15 years now.
I don't know.
He's been in the league for 15 years now. So he's had some longevity in his career. He's just not that famous. I mean, his fame didn't really kick off for the viewers until Gloria.
Thanks, Gloria. Anyway, so I want to know, what did Drea say, though? Like, is that why Orlando didn't show up to court? Because they're she back said, on. It, did VH1 really buy the ring? Is VH1 doing the wedding special for them? These are the things that I want to know. Drea, did you share?
These are the things that I think they're setting up for. I think everything from him deleting his account and everything is all set up for this big special.
Because they settled, right?
His court.
They settled.
Be careful.
Which is not an admission of guilt. But I feel like there might be some guilt in there.
That she would douse him with bleach in his eyes and that she was physically abusive to him?
All of a sudden, there's going to be a VH1 Labor Day special.
Drea, teach me your tricks.
Drea is... Listen. Drea is a master at what she does. You cannot say that she doesn't play the cards that she's dealt very well.
Yeah.
Lately, so she's got on VH1. She has gotten a couple jacks in her hand, and the spades are looking really good for her. And I'm not mad that she's probably.
Is her wedding
on
special going to be like as good as Erica Yandy's?
Mena. Is it going to be like a Candy wedding special or a Yandy wedding special? I just don't know.
Not the pre-show, but the actual ceremony was very emotional. So is it going to be like that, Drea? Let us know.
Can we not do any of those?
Yeah,
I just right. Save me, please.
Well, VH1 bought the ring,
that's fine. They can keep the ring. I don't want to see the wedding. Do a special on how the ring was made.
You didn't like Andy and Anyway.
No. It was long.
Y'all do remember Megan went on and kind of outed this situation. In her interview, she went in tabloids and said she thinks the whole thing is a publicity stunt. The breakup, the makeup, the breakup,
the
makeup.
But was that Megan?
So that's, no, Megan said
is
her,
it just common sense and the blogs have been talking?
I believe that. Me too. About most of the storylines on here.
It looks like it, what she said.
These girls all the time, and they are literally looking for the next athlete to be on the show.
Story.
And
what why are you like? Guys wifing these girls anyway? Why is Alexis, what's her name? Angel. Why is she on the show? Why? I mean, there is so many beautiful, natural women.
He's looking at his notes.
His notes are like, so I wanted to throw them away like, Angel's fake booty. Would you wipe these girls?
Jackie started trouble.
Drea too bad.
Megan look good. Drea, y'all friends. Jackie,
oh, y'all clowning me right now.
These are not.
I had to realize you're talking about me.
You ripped off part of your sentences.
That was my fault.
But why are these guys wiping these girls anyway?
Because they can do they tricks. Want,
so you going to sit here and be real and say that if you got that amount of fame, exactly. You going to wife preach the next Mary. Erykah Badu.
Preach.
I'm that wife
liar.
And nobody who got these bodies.
You're
going to
wife someone
you're
just like this.
Someone who looks like compliment. That because that goes with the
your
look.
Brand.
No, I don't need
your
that.
Brand.
I need a wife who can raise kids. I want a mother who can raise kids, not a girl
it's
that's
Patrice.
In the club one and two. No.
You want a mule?
Why you got to take it there? Why you got to take it there?
He ruled. You want somebody who could just bang your babies and hide, okay? Hell no!
No,
hell no!
Okay. What the fuck you want? Someone's gonna run around sleeping around with all these other bitches, smashing glass on them over the head?
That's good, Corinne. But no, when I met, you know, I want her to have a life too. I'm just saying, but not
you
an Instagram life.
You don't want a Porsche Stewart her.
Ooh. No!
Low blow!
Hey!
You
do not want
she's gonna be back on the show? With me, Sheree.
Sheree's from Cleveland, too.
Porsche thick.
That's not a good
I know. You see how my face went down? Like, yeah. She's from Shaker, though, which is the rival to Rouse.
She didn't shake it off.
Shake it off. Shake away.
She by Sheree, y'all. You know you wouldn't want some she by Sheree.
Can we please talk about Jackie's drunk ass in the fucking bedroom wanting to cling on to Megan? Talking about.
Did she want
to
hump her? Because that's the vibe that I got.
I don't know what she wants, but Megan.
So don't you think
that
her drunkenness had went to a complete new level? This
and that's where
sloppy is what it's called.
Sloppy. She had her leg cocked. I'm like, honey, Linda, listen. First of all, you don't have Drea's body. Let's start there. Second,
she was going to get in the jacuzzi.
Different.
Did
Corinne? You weren't going to get in the jacuzzi with her?
Are you crazy? She was too aggressive. I don't roll like that. If
no,
there
see,
were some
kind of
penises around, yeah, I'm in the jacuzzi. But
if Lenny Kravitz was hanging around,
yeah, I saw that picture. Hey, Lenny. Yeah. I'm just saying, she was too aggressive.
Jackie's a freak.
Even Megan was telling her, the youngest one on the show is telling you, you know, you got your
turn.
You're the 10. I really need to know.
Why are you in here? Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out!
It was like, Dre's fault.
Did y'all see her? Her amount of energy was like when Ghost this past episode yelled "Go" at that poor boy. It was like the fire. Like, what? No more drinks for you, Jackie. Like, and you then, just gotta stop yeah. drinking this whole season.
And she's laying in her bed like she's talking to Doug, and it's Megan. I'm like, this is weird. Am I talking to you? I'm like, but you are, because no one else is in there.
How about she forgot that her drink is cognac, so she's been drinking all these other drinks throughout the day, and then she's like, wait, this isn't good for my brand.
She's after a cognac. After four drinks, she's like, oh no, I need to drink cognac.
Do you carry Bassard? Oh, it's not in here. Oh, that's
you
right.
know exactly where that is for. You know,
hey, this is exactly why Shawnee's not there, because it's just too sloppy and messy for her.
Exactly.
We knew Shawnee wasn't going to come. If she was going to come, she already said she was going to come late. So if she comes, if she is in this episode, the next episode of this trip, showing up and saying, hey, what happened, y'all?
I want her to come with Tammy.
And Evelyn, yes. please.
Are we going to see more Tammy?
I hope so.
I think so.
Because if this is the only episode we're seeing, then they should have never said that they're bringing the whole Miami merge. You know, I need to see a little bit more.
I don't think they said that.
Well, a lot of people, when they're advertising the show, especially we talk to like there's like, oh, it's a Miami-LA merge. But we
that's
don't
just
because really
that one trailer when we saw Tammy and Shawnee talking to Megan and Drea.
It's like a crossover, Buffy and Angel.
Yeah.
But it's really just Shawnee's on the, in LA. You know, it's, I want to see more Tammy.
Shawnee's just
be
popping by, but I would love to see Tammy stay.
Popping by is a good segue into predictions for next week.
You guys are crazy!
Yo, before we do that, can we please just talk about them picking the rooms out? Malaysia saying, this is my palette. I want this room. But then Patrice
picked the room that fit her.
You picked the granny New Hampshire looking ass doily quilted
Motel 6.
The quilted picker-upper!
The quilted picker-upper!
Me and Jesse looked at each other like, that fits her. Like, that's her.
That looked like Patrice's room. And then Megan got shaded talking about, well, girl, you can sleep with Jackie.
Yeah.
So Drea can have a room. A real bitch would have been like, well, Drea should have been here.
Yeah. You can sleep on the couch.
Well, Jackie joked her as bitch. She was like, oh, Drea can be out in the living room.
Yeah.
She was on Drea's hard the whole episode.
Something's gonna happen with that.
We see them meet up in the next episode.
It's
gonna be Fight Club next week.
We always start with the lady for predictions, Miss Corinne.
Jackie Corinne. Steals on Megan.
I was gonna say, Corinne, don't steal my prediction for this week.
I'll start there. She steals on Megan. Shawnee comes with Tammy, and Tammy cusses everybody out.
Totally agree. Tammy's gonna get all the girls together.
Tammy is gonna give everybody just the read that they deserve.
She's gonna be call me Geppetto, bitch. Get on your strings. I think that Jackie is going to fake spit on Megan because she ain't about that life. Because we seen when she came out,
she paused.
Did you see that with Brandy? That Brandy had an ample opportunity to hit.
No, but I feel like Malaysia got.
Brandy stood up with her arm like this.
But
she could have
like,
easily
gonna
hit
smack,
Megan.
But why is she going to punch her? Megan didn't hit her.
I mean, in my opinion, you breaking glass.
You did break that glass.
My life is currently in danger. I'm swinging. You know, swinging like, first.
I'm with you,
but
Gary.
Then they would, in this world, they'll keep Megan on because that's dramatic and she didn't actually contact. And then Brandy would be like, sorry, girl.
I think that I believe Patricia and Megan are get closer.
Why is that even relevant?
I'm mad you brought Patrice into play.
Because I think the relationship is going to get
she's
close.
She's going to have
and
a story.
Patrice's devious side will leak into Megan and something's going to happen between Megan and Jackie.
Patrice's going to take a knife.
I'm
going to
let you rethink your prediction. We're going to come back to you, brother.
Redo.
I really only think that Jackie's going to do. This is the Jackie show. This is Jackie's season to thrive.
Step your game up, ladies.
I think Jackie is going to try to make. She's trying to make it to the fifth season, so I just think that she's going to sit down with everyone and cause some new friction because we see that she has a walk with Drea, a dinner with Brandy, and a fight with Megan.
A fight with Brandy. She reconciles with Drea.
Well, we don't.
Or not.
We don't know.
And everyone's predicting that Drea is going to be around Ghost? For like two more episodes and then it's done. Because in the super trailer, she's only... We've seen kind of the episodes that...
I think Drea definitely ends up saying like, this is just... I'm not doing this no more.
Yeah,
I think without Jackie, what would the show really be? What would the storylines be? It would be really freaking boring. Like, I don't know what way.
But how many... Do you agree that they would lose some viewers if Drea was off the show as
no,
well?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
because we are already struggling on the viewage right now. We had to switch days. We are already struggling. We can't afford to lose.
They had to have Love and Hip Hop come set them up a nice little volleyball setup.
But you know what? I will say that Drea ain't really bringing no drama
That's
this
what
season.
I'm saying. So
it may not even
she's
affect
over
her.
It.
Yeah, she got a brand to protect
she's kinda
now.
She's kind of like the Nene of the show. She's kind of over it.
But can Drea survive outside of the show?
No.
Do people care?
I don't think
about
so.
Drea?
I don't think she can carry it.
I think
she'll
get her own show.
I don't pay attention to anything other than.
I think she'll still be getting checks because she's still working. But I don't think she is.
I don't
is.
Follow her on Twitter. I don't.
Well, you're one out of 8 million people do.
Right.
But I'm just
and
saying.
And that just blows my mind every time I look. I'm like, bitch,
well, look
from
at her
Twitter,
Instagram.
Are you sucking dick?
She's there, doing cause... sexy pics and stuff.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
But that's what I mean. The older she gets,
Instagram thoughts.
Is
I wonder, if we did a poll, like, how many of her followers are men and how many followers are women based on, like, you know, are they following her because she's putting our product to deck, or are they following because we want to see
the pictures? Swimsuits are really cute.
I'd be interested to see what the product situation is. Yeah, the swimsuits are, but I wonder how much of that comes from Angel Brinks.
Yeah.
Because she does have the connections for that.
But you know what?
Is Angel tied to Hot Miami Styles?
That I don't know. But I do realize that when she first revealed Mint Swim, it wasn't like
it
popping.
Wasn't.
And next thing you know, it was
it
like
was on
hot, like super
really?
Duper styles.
Yeah,
you know?
He's right.
When it first came out, she had a couple things.
I know a lot of people were mad at her.
That little
because of
one
the name
with the slit right here that Laura wore or Lala wore, and it was just like, oh, that's okay. Mm-hmm. But now it's like hot. Hot.
I don't know. But if she has her own spinoff, would we be watching?
Absolutely
not.
No,
I love you, but
I
know.
About that. No.
What would
be
that
about
mean?
Her child, Orlando, and their relationship.
Unfortunately.
This week. Not this week.
Unfortunately for the tea of the show, she's grown up too much for the tea. We liked her back when she was punching her eyes out.
See, I don't know if she's grown up too much for the tea, but it's like she keeps coming in and out of it. It's like she'll be messy and do the whole FUPA thing, and then she'll back out of it like confused. She's being a mediocre Jackie.
Mm. I can't even see. She didn't even... Lisa, when she punched Sunday's eyes, she was drunk.
No, but that was
I feel like she's a little bit more boring this season.
She kind of fell into that, though.
She's just a little boring this season.
Legit,
that
she
can
really
come out of Drea
again. Sunday,
I need that. That's a Drea I need for TV.
We need to bring British back. Come on, bitch. She can evoke that demon out of Drea.
She always calls like, just a little chubby.
She would always say that. Drea hates that.
And if
people.
We could get British and Megan to be friends on the show, bye.
Well, she would need an ally. Because nobody's rolling with Megan right
Megan
now.
And British, if Megan and British were
Patrice
friends, that would... I think if they were
Patrice
friends...
Patrice is asleep.
No, Patrice is just no. If that were to happen, that would trigger Malaysia and Brandy to try to be tighter with Drea because the trio will come back. They'll feel like they're, you know how they defend each other. Like, you ganging up on her, you ran her whole life when she was just trying to help you. When she was being rude. I feel like if they had those two, it'd be those two against those three, and then Jackie would just be mind fucking everybody.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Okay.
So there you have it, guys. Thank you for tuning in to
okay.
this week.
You all
I, of course, am Gary Thomas, and of course, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at I am Gary Thomas. Where can people find you, Cameron Penny?
Cameron Penny _
DJ Jesse J.
At just saying away.
And of course, if you guys want to talk to us, hashtag us at ABTV DWLA. Hashtag ABTV BWLA. Bye, guys.
Shout out to my man, Jonathan.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Catch you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.